And because I was been into wood engraving, my wife, she gave me 4 tools, you see, and I got a block imported from the UK, and she taught me how to use them, and then we got more tools and it built up. This is a boxwood block, and normally it came from Turkey in the early days when it was available on large quantities.
The trees got cut down and lost, used, you know, very, very rare wood.
And they just ran short of stuff. It became very expensive and really irreplaceable in terms of the qualities it has. And this is the end grain. And it's type high and it's very smooth. And with an engraving tool, the technique is to put it on a sand block, and it's all done by holding the tool like that, and the tool is controlled by moving this part of the hand and moving it across. And your hand is always held in that situation like that, and all the control is done by manipulating the block. See, straight lines for vertical things and the horizontal things and the curved things. And the blocks, as you can see, they do concentrate a little bit with the annular rings. And that bit tends to be, in this situation of a solid block, to be very tough there. And you've got a different feel going across there, which is not too good. So what they did was they cut the blocks up into rectangles. And you may be able to see here that you've got the blocks this way. And they're all held together by little tongues, very accurately pressed together and glued and secured in that way and cured over a period of time so that the block is stable. Extremely expensive, I don't know what they are today, hard to come by. And I used to obtain mine from England, and that in the 1960s would have been about $70 for that one. It's fairly good as they go. Tools, in fact, are sometimes handmade to suit me with the backup of this marvellous bloke called Rob Furman. So, really speaking, this is about all you need, because you've got these, and you've got the blocks, and when you're engraving, you've got to be able to see what you're doing. So we use baby powder to sprinkle the baby powder on, and then you're enabled to advance the state of the engraving by bringing up the highlights. And so the biggest problem is knowing when to put the brakes on.